Hey, everybody, this is Stel Yafti.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to take on a topic that I think Stel and I both noticed things about. And what it is basically this growing tech divide in the Bay Area and Silicon Valley.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Even other cities that have a lot of tech and also a lot of non-tech people doing things in the city regularly. So, Stel, you want to kick it off with a story or two?
Yeah. So, you know, in general, I think I've been always an optimist when it comes to technology and the direction that the world is going into. But over the last 10 years, I've noticed a trend, and I stumble over a lot more examples recently, so I'm starting to think about this a lot more and slightly worry about it a little bit, which is I experience a erosion of empathy when it comes to people that are, you know, in the technology field and are doing really well in their life, and the people that are servicing those people that aren't. So I'll give an example. One thing that I see again and again is people getting really, really mad / aggressive / I don't want to use the word inhumane, but I don't know, just mean with their Uber drivers, for instance. Like I'll see somebody, you know, sees that the Uber is 5 minutes away and then the Uber driver is taking the wrong turn. And now the display doesn't show 5 minutes. It updates and shows 7. And people lose their minds. Like, people get so angry and so upset. And when the Uber drives up and they walk into that car, they're like pissed at that person. And there's something that so that's one example. Like people get really upset. Or sometimes an Uber driver calls you and they want to know where you go because they want to know if it's worth it or not. And I get it. I'm not excited about that from a service point of view, but people get really upset. And I heard people go, no, I'm not telling you where I'm going. This is Uber. It's your job to come and pick me up. I'm not here to talk to you on the phone. Like just super mad and aggressive. And I see the same thing with like DoorDash driver. I had a founder the other day that was giving me this story about this, how stupid this DoorDash delivery person was, that they couldn't like read the instructions on what to type in the code to get into the building and what floor the house was in, and that the instruction was leave the food in front of the door. And the person said something along the lines of like, you know, and these people are like in their 30s and they can't even fucking deliver a sandwich. Like, of course these people are going to struggle in the future, and rightfully so. They deserve to struggle. Like, you can't be 30 and not even fucking be able to deliver me a sandwich and then, you know, have us worry about you. And I get really like, I've started seeing that type of reaction more and more, and it worries me. And I don't know. There's a underlying thing, I think, that is like, these people are even too stupid to do these simple things. So I don't know. So maybe they deserve that they have it more and more difficult in the future or something. I don't know. It freaks me out. And then maybe it's also the political climate with like we do see an erosion of the middle class potentially. And we do see that, you know, I don't know. There's all these discussions with AI taking over all the jobs and all that. And you worry about these people that are drivers and these people that do jobs today that we're not sure that these jobs are going to be existing in 20, 30 years. But even more so, I worry about the people that built the technology that take away these jobs. Look at these people and think these people are stupid and they deserve to struggle because they are obviously so stupid. You have you seen this? Am I crazy? Like, what's your take on this?
It just makes me sad.
Yeah. It actually worries the fuck out of me. Like, it makes me really worried.
Yeah. It makes me really sad because nobody has a right to, like, talk down to anybody else. But that's just a belief I have. It's something I kind of grew up with, right? Like, even if somebody's mean to like a barista or a waiter or a waitress or anything like that, I just get irritated. I probably do the wrong thing and I judge the person that's getting mad, you know, or like getting upset. It's like, hey, calm down. Like, and the thing is, like, I don't do Uber a lot when I'm in San Francisco. I like to drive, so I drive probably 100% of the time, actually. I do DoorDash quite a bit, and like, I'm chill. Like, I don't care. If they screw up, they screw up. I'm just thankful that I don't have to get out of what I'm doing. I can save myself time. And if it takes an extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they mess up my order, I just, you know, this is the advice I'd give. I just try to remember that, like, I don't have to go do this for myself. And that's amazing. That's the gift in itself. Who cares about the little intricacies of it or the issues with it? I don't have to do it. Yes, I'm paying for it and all that, but like at the end of the day, some other human is doing something for me. Like, that's not even how it should be if you think about it. Right? Like, we used to have to do everything for ourselves. Like, yeah, somebody else is actually doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's to a certain degree the Louis C.K. Storyline of, like, everything is amazing and we're all miserable, right? We're like in the Wi-Fi on the airplane is not perfect and people lose their minds. And it's like, wait a second, you're sitting in a chair in the fucking sky.
You know? Read a book, close your eyes, go to sleep. I don't know, meditate. You know, like,
But you know, I even just as we were talking, I'm thinking about the recent example of, I don't know if you saw that video where Uber CEO is like arguing with a driver and telling him to take responsibility for his own life or something. And
yeah.
I feel like, you know, a lot of people, like, I think that, and I've been in this for many years as I was growing up, I was in this bubble a little bit that I was like, well, I come from nothing. I don't have a great education. I had no money. I had all these issues and problems growing up. And I'm making something of myself. So everybody needs to be able to accomplish the same thing. And everyone who is not is completely responsible for it on their own. This kind of very black and white, you're either successful or not. And if you're not, you're 100% to blame and you deserve no empathy, that you deserve no support, you deserve no help. You just deserve judgment, being judged upon. That mentality, thank God I had, like, when I was 19 and I grew out of that. But I feel like I see this more and more, especially in the tech world, where people are like, well, you know, everybody could make it today. So if somebody's struggling or somebody's not performing at their best, it's 100% them to blame. And if they struggle in the future world that we're building, then so be it. They're responsible for it all, completely on their own, and they don't deserve any better. And that is, to me, the core of the issue is that you're so far removed from the real world and you live in such a crazy bubble that you become less and less human. And therefore, like, you're pushing the world in a direction that's actually bad for everybody.
I think people just need to take responsibility for their thoughts. Like, think about, like, how rotten those thoughts are and how they impact you in your daily life. Right? I mean, it's going to impact you in your relationship if you think those kind of thoughts about other people, regardless of what happened or what the situation is. And I think people forget that. Like, if you want to be a person who's not nice to be around, you should keep doing that to your DoorDash, you know, delivery people and your Uber drivers and, like, complain. And then just don't be pissed when you make a mistake and someone really yells at you at work. You know, like, it is karmic if you want to go there, but it's also like, can we just be decent human beings here? And I think part of the problem is a lot of people that are in tech today, probably don't appreciate the privilege that they have, right? And that's what it boils down to. Many of them are younger. This is the first job out of college, and they happen to be making, if they're engineers, probably close to six figures or more a year. And they have this view of the world that's, you know, using a big word, so to speak, myopic, and very constrained on just what they do every day. And, you know, the fact that they get a free lunch and a free dinner. But, you know, just to throw some hate around, they probably don't realize how much their life is jail, you know, and how they have to show up at work. And then they have to do these meetings and do these things every freaking day, you know, and how they have very lack of freedom. But again, I could go talk shit on them about that because I'm a founder, right? I'm a founder. Yeah, I get freedom, right? Like, and yeah, I got to do all these things, but no one tells me what to do and where to go, right? Well, they have a manager. Someone's telling them what to do and where to go, you know? So anyways, I'm just going there just because it's just silly even saying that. It's like, dude, we're all human. So to me, it's like, I feel like things will start changing over time, and they're probably going to get worse before they get better, especially because if you just notice the world today, a lot of this language, a lot of this aggressiveness towards other humans is accepted. And it's a shame, but it's true. And, you know, that starts with the leadership in this country. That starts with the leadership at some of these companies, you know, and I think we're going to hear and see more of it, Steli. I mean, my reason for really wanting to talk about this is just the message. This is like,